This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Lisa, what will you bring to the Douglas Shire Council if you're elected?
Paul, I have a lot of things that I can bring to this Douglas Shire Council, and I was born and raised here, did all my schooling in Mosman, and I left it when I was about 18 years of age. I went to Brisbane, and I have two adult children that live in Brisbane, and my last position I had before I come to back up to the Shire was I worked for the state government for 18 years. I managed the taxi subsidy scheme. And that was a scheme that helped people with the elderly and people with disabilities to be able to get around in taxi travel, which was half fare. I managed the scheme for approximately 10 years and I had a budget of $18 million. And within that budget, we used to pay taxi companies in Queensland for the service they offered to our members. Over 2 years ago, I decided to have a sea change and my partner and I came back to this Shire and we bought a business at Newell Beach, the Newell Beach Takeaway. This is the best thing we've done in a long, long time. I love coming back to the Shire and we've met so many great people in the Shire and I talk to a lot of them and Paul, they've all have issues in the Shire and that's what was one of the main reasons why I wanted to run for council and also having a business in the Shire. There's not a lot of future for businesses in the Shire because we don't have any progress happening. What I can bring to the council is I have a really good knowledge of local government legislation. And with my position with the government, we were governed by regulations and legislations and policies. And sometimes with policy and regulations, you're restricted in what you can offer to your customers. So having a good understanding of that, you can see where you can help the people and trying to explain to them why their issues don't meet the policy or regulation. So we have to work around that. And that's where you've got to have good communication with the people that you talk to. And as a councillor, I have really good communication skills. And I love talking to people and helping people as well. In the last couple of weeks, Paul, I've had so many people that have emailed me, come to the shop to talk to me, rang me up on the phone. They have so many issues in this Shire and issues that have not been resolved. Things like water access and bills and their rate bills and leaking pipes, things that we need to address at that time. And that's what the role of a councillor and the mayor in this Shire should be. We are working for the people of this Shire and we were elected to represent the people of this Shire. You know, I love this Shire and I'm determined to get things done. And I have really good values when it comes to helping people as well. And, you know, sometimes people, all they want to do is sit down and have a talk and just let you know how they're feeling. And if we don't act on that, we're just disregarding what these people want. They are voters and we have a responsibility to talk to these people.
Are you passionate?
Very much so. And I am determined that I want to solve things in this Shire as a councillor to get this place moving because we are not moving at all at the moment. We're pretty stagnant. And I do not want to see this Shire turn into a ghost town. And the thing is, when people come into my shop and they start talking to me about little things that they have spoken to their local elected councillors, and 4 years later, they're still saying the same thing. You know, it's little, you know, like water access fees. That's one of the things with me because I have to pay two water access fees with my business. I have one meter. I was talking to a lady yesterday and she has the same thing. And we need to start bringing equity into this Shire, especially with our rates, our water and our services. You know, we need to have a look at what we're doing at this moment. Working as a team, Paul, is very important. We have to work together to be able to move this Shire forward. And, you know, there's always good to have robust debate because you will get to the center of what the issue is and we can solve it by doing that. We've got to listen to each other. Everyone's got to put their point of view across before we can actually move forward. But working as a team is very, very important. We cannot move anything through unless we are working as one. I'm a team player.
Lisa Scommerson, what will be your main focus on council if elected?
Paul, my main focus is water security. We cannot move this shire forward unless our water is secure. And we need to capture the water instead of it running out into our oceans and creeks. I'd like to see extra water catchment initiatives for the whole shire. And I'd like to implement a water rebate scheme, and where people can buy a water tank and have a small rebate from that. We can look at water saving devices like your washing machines and your taps. We can look at a broad bunch of things that we can bring to our ratepayers, which may ease the financial burden on them. We need to bring council back to core responsibilities, and that is our roads, rates, rubbish, and our basic services. And we have to promote this shire as a clean, green shire. I'd like to see delivering of just our basic services, you know, our roads, upgrading our roads. If you've been to the Alexandra Range recently, we have thousands of people that travel that road every day. It is absolute disgrace. It's an accident waiting to happen. We need to spend money on these things. We need to be open, transparent and honest with our ratepayers. We need our ratepayers to be able to know exactly what's happening in the council. And a good example of this is something I saw the other day, Paul, is when I looked at the council's monthly budget report. It shows on there that we have lost $54,000 this month on interest because the interest rate has lowered. So my question is, have we got money in the bank if we've lost $54,000 in interest? And if we have, why aren't we using this money? Why have we got money in the bank and our parks are a disgrace, our roads aren't being mowed, and we can't provide our children in this shire play equipment? Let's get our children outside. So I'm looking more into that, because that was a little bit of a startle for me, because I just can't see why we've lost $54,000 in interest. Where's this interest coming from? So I'd also like to see as well, Paul, is a discount for our rates for our elderly. At the moment, they do get a discount on their land rates, but what about our water rates? You know, we need to help our elderly and people in this shire that are on pensions. Let's look at things that we can reduce the burden on this shire, because we have to have a look that we have a tourist industry that we have slumps. We have the sugar industry where 6 months of the year the people aren't working. So we need to get things moving in the shire that's going to help our locals to be able to weather out those slack periods of time. A visual pride of our shire is really important. If we are happy with what we've got here, so will our tourists. I always look at it, if my backyard is as pretty as what I'd like it to be, that's where I want to go for a holiday. If we can make our shire look so good that we want a holiday here ourselves, that is something we have to be proud of. And at the moment, our shire is tired, old, and it needs a good coat of paint. And I think that the couple of things I have in mind with that is I want to see in the middle of our town of Mossman, where people go through every day to go north of the river, let's give the tourists something to stop for. Why not a museum? We have so much history in this shire, and yet we don't display it. You know, we have the Chinese history, we have the Indigenous history, we have a sugarcane industry. There's all this stuff that people don't see anywhere else that we can offer them. We can look at an information centre. And I don't mean a booking centre, I mean an information centre where people can stop and see what we have got to offer here. We can put in local artists' work in that. We can link it up to our library, where we have things in our library that will show information as well. But we need to start bringing things into this shire. One thing that I would like to see stopped in this shire is our closed-door meetings with minority groups in this shire that are less than 1% of the population of the Douglas Shire. We need to open up all our big-ticketed items so that our ratepayers have a choice if to go with it or not to go with it. At the moment, we do not disclose any of these big-ticket items to our ratepayers. Especially examples for that is the Qantas fiasco and the block of land north of the river. And these were influenced by the minority groups in this shire, and this has got to stop.
Lisa, your final soapbox pitch.
Paul, the reason I want people to vote for me is because as an elected councillor, I will represent the interests of the entire Douglas community and treat this important position as a full-time capacity. I want the community to be confident with the decisions I've made in council, and they will benefit the overall population of this shire. I want to focus on reducing the financial burden on the community and stop us using our rate rises and water rates to increase our budget. I want to be supportive of any initiatives that reduce reliance on fossil fuels, which will make it a greener and cleaner solution for both our tourism and our residents north of the river. I want to deliver basic services to the north of the river people that they are starved of, such as road upgrades and regular rubbish collection. I want to lobby the state government for upgrade of medical facilities north of the river and look at feasibility, a study on having emergency responses stationed north of the river during the busy tourist season. Paul, north of the river, I totally support the microgrid. Let's get rid of these generators out of our rainforest and let's bring out new technology so it can keep everybody up with the 21st century. I want to champion the Mossman Hospital to bring back that birthing ward. I want to support the botanical gardens and support also for the DV shelter that we are getting in this shire. I want the botanical gardens to go ahead, and their heading on their botanical gardens is, it's a piece of your dream, but I want to make it a piece of our future. That is one area in this shire that will increase our revenue. It's just going to be so good, and we need to get it going. Why? My question is, why haven't we got this going so far? What is the delays? Is it because the council's not supporting it? That's something that we need to have supported in this shire. Because of our shire's revenue is so tourist and sugar cane based with the industry, it's becoming more volatile, and the shire needs year-round industries to take the uncertainty away, not only the tourist sector but also our sugar industries. It is great to see Far North Milling taking these steps to ensure the future of the mill and its employees. We need to encourage sustainable development in our shire to create work for our builders and subcontractors who employ locals who spend money in our shire. This shire cannot survive on tourism and farming alone any longer. As a shire, we need to start encouraging and supporting our younger generations to look at new industries to bring to them this amazing shire. One thing I really want to do, Paul, is I want this council to be open, honest and transparent. And the residents of this shire deserve that. We need to start talking more to our people in our shire. We need to let them know what we're doing. You know, we can't keep secrets. If we don't have the money to spend in this shire for whatever reason, we need to sit down and talk to our ratepayers about it and ask them why. What do they want? What can we do if we have limited funds? We just can't keep hiding this. So to finish up, Paul, I would like to say that I would be honoured to serve as an elected councillor for this shire, a shire which I was born in, and I will commit to the voters that if I am elected, I will work tirelessly and full-time for our community.